From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Laos, where he will lay the groundwork for a February summit with leaders of 10 ASEAN countries that will be hosted by President Obama. The Lao Communist Party has undergone a change in leadership, signaling the country's future direction as it prepares to chair the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Titinan Pongsudirak, a political scientist at Chulalongkorn University, stresses that overall policy is unlikely to change as well under the new leadership, and the government will continue to face criticism over its human rights record.
The new leadership in Laos is more of the same in terms also of the repression and constraints on civil society and basic freedoms. We have had some scandals in the recent past over disappearances of civil society activists and human rights violations. So that is expected to be maintained.
During his stay, Secretary Kerry and Asian leaders will discuss pressing regional issues. Those include the South China Sea dispute and growing concerns about North Korea's nuclear program. The Burkinabe government announced Sunday that it has arrested several members of the dissolved Presidential Guard for their alleged involvement with Friday's attack on an armory in the Burkina Faso capital, Ouagadougou. Country is still grappling with the aftermath of an attack on a hotel and restaurant earlier this month, claiming Islamist militants that they said they had killed 30. Authorities had already arrested 11 members of the disbanded Presidential Guard. This is VOA News. Thousands of teacher trainees took to the streets of Moroccan capital Rabat on Sunday, protesting government plans to cut education. The protests are one of the several rallies in the last few months against government plans to cut spending and reduce public sector hiring aimed at improving state finances. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed strong support for Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank, comes amid increasing pressure from hardline coalition members over an incident in the Hebron settlement. Israeli troops on Friday removed several dozen settlers from two buildings, which the settlers had entered the previous day, saying they had brought them from the Palestinians. Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Dayan, who authorized the removal, said the settlers were there illegally. Today marks the fifth anniversary of the Egyptians launching protest against longtime leader Hosni Mubarak in a revolt that helped spark a wave of uprisings across the Middle East. The current president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, praised the 2011 revolution, saying it brought a new Egypt. Indonesia's coordinating minister for political, legal, and security affairs said today international cooperation was key in the fight against the Islamic State. General Luhut Pandjaitan is in Singapore, there to speak at a security meeting.
We believe again that we cannot do it alone, but what we can do is to establish close cooperation, then we can minimize threat, ISIS threat in this region. That's what we believe. And number two, of course, we have to bring stability in this region, like in Indonesia, for instance, because the Muslim population is the largest in Indonesia right now, 230 million. So this is also it's a good area for the radical group to expand their activities if we don't bring prosperity in this region.
His comments came 11 days after 8 people, including 4 militants, were killed in an assault on Kuala Lumpur's main Tamrin Road that involved pistols, homemade bombs. The attack was the first of its kind in Southeast Asia to be attributed to the Syria-based Islamic State. And in U.S. politics, the two leading Democratic presidential candidates say they wouldn't be intimidated by former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg launching a third-party independent campaign. This is the last week candidates have to campaign before the February 1st Iowa caucuses, the first events in which voters actually make their choices for U.S. president.
That's the latest world news from VOA.